Good morning to you all. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today on this Easter Sunday. We are glad that you are here. And we want to begin with our call to worship, which today will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'll be reading two verses of Scripture from this passage. The Bible says, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, compels us, pushes us on, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." I can't think of a passage of Scripture that is better to share with you on this day than this passage of Scripture, written by the Apostle Paul, an apostle that was born out of due season. He was caught up into the third heaven where he got to see the resurrected Lord. And one of the things that he shares with us in this passage of Scripture and with the Corinthian believers is this wonderful fact that the love of Christ is a powerful, powerful thing. The love of Christ has a constraining power, a compelling power. Literally in the Greek language, the idea of pushing forward, pushing on, this love of Christ. The love of Christ is not stagnant. It's not powerless, it's powerful. And with that in mind, he says that he that died for all lives today, lives in us, and not only that, but he rose again the third day. That's the picture that's given to us. Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This message indicates that we should not live for ourselves. Very important aspect of Easter and resurrection that we need to remember is that the love of Christ compels us not to live for ourselves, but rather live for Him. What a privilege to live for Him. You know, we've all had somebody that's done something special for us, and we feel oftentimes an obligation to them whenever they do something for us to do something back. If someone gives you a gift, you send a thank you card. Sometimes it's a back and forth that just really doesn't know when to end, you know? You ever had that? You text and say, "Thank you for this." They text back, "Oh, I'm so glad to have helped. How are you today?" And then it goes back and forth, and before long the day is gone, and you've been texting back for a long time. But the point of it is this. The love of Christ teaches us not to live for ourselves, but to live for Him. Is that too much to ask? Not at all. And so we rejoice on this day, the fact that Jesus Christ not only died and was buried, but that He rose again the third day bodily from the tomb, that we might have victory over sin, death, and hell, and that we should not live for ourselves, but rather that we should live for Him. And I pray that that message would ring in our hearts today.